Вы знаете, присутствие Божье всегда тебя делает таким мягким, плюшевым, таким добрым. Это однозначно. Почему написано, из того узнать, что вы мои ученики? Потому что вы будете иметь мягкое и плюшевое состояние. Вы будете любить друг друга, обнимать друг друга, будете благословлять друг друга. И в этом и заключается христианство. Как отличить христианина? Он любит. Он просто любит. Хорошо, дорогие.
Okay, my beloved.
Мы пойдем с вами в Слово. И сегодня мы пойдем с вами в одну из тем, которую я назвал «Кто ты в своем мире?». Кто ты в своем мире? Сегодня мы поговорим насчет одной интересной мысли, которая, вы знаете, обычно, когда ты даешь Духу Святому тебе проговорить. Вы знаете, что очень многие люди говорят, Бог ко мне не говорит, нет, ты не даешь Ему проговорить. У тебя нет времени послушать, что Он хочет тебе сказать. Он хочет сказать всем, и Он хочет открыть нам всем глубины и тайны. Просто у некоторых есть время, а у некоторых его нет. И я сделал. Это мой закон, это знает моя жена, это знают все. Меня, если я остаюсь один, самое счастливое состояние в моей жизни. И я не шучу. Когда я один, я могу наслаждаться часами. Потому что я не один. Потому что я с Духом Святым. Научился давать время просто молчать, просто размышлять о Нем. И приходит конкретная слава, и приходят конкретные вещи, которые, во-первых, меняют меня, и в процессе, когда я это выдаю, меняют и еще других людей.
To other people, итак, дорогие they get мои, changed as well.
Кто ты в своем
so, beloved, who
мире?
Are you in your world?
Знаете ли вы, что наш огромный мир,
world,
вот этот мир, в котором мы живем с вами,
in,
разбит на массу разных миров.
Into many мир музыки, worlds. There's
мир
a world
спорта,
of music,
мир творчества,
world of
мир науки,
sports,
вы знаете, и так далее. Этих миров сотни. Вы понимаете, о чем я говорю? Сотни. То есть, если ты... И еще самое уникальное, что, когда ты берешь мир музыки, ты там провалиться можешь, потому что музыка какая? Джаз, рок, классика, что? И потом еще в рок. Какой рок? Классический, тяжелый. Вы понимаете, о чем я говорю? Каждый из этих миров. И когда я только задумал,
And then once I started thinking,
there are
so many different areas.
Во-первых, миров
First
массы.
Of all, there are masses of worlds.
Дорогие мои, когда-то просто заметил, вы знаете, что сразу видно людей,
right
которые в каком-то мире.
That,
вы знаете, что верующих
you know
тоже видно.
You can see believers as well, Christians.
Они в своем мире.
They're in their own world.
Ладно, мы этого касаться
We're
не будем.
We're not going to touch down on that. You know, this is not what the message is about. It's just, again, a little
знаете,
bit of a joke
по,
here.
Ехал по фривею.
I was driving on the freeway.
И видел людей, которые ехали на Харлея.
Driving Harley Davidsons. There was a lот.
И вы знаете, сначала я шуганулся.
And, first
я
I was kind of...
Слушаю музычку.
I was just driving, listening to music, and all of a sudden all this noise.
Что это?
And I was
думал,
like, what was that? I thought something exploded.
Проехали еще на таких классных выхлопных трубах. Меня же передернуло, не понял, что с машиной.
I kind of got a little shaken. Oh, it's the motorcycles. It's okay. It's not my car.
Мне нравится мир, знаете, мир мотоциклов и так далее, но просто нет времени даже этим заниматься сейчас. О чем я? Проезжает мир. И я понял, что эти люди в мире, в своем. Amen? Вы знаете, что некоторые из этих людей переодеваются на время, галстучек, костюмчик, где-то поработать, но реально, вот кто он. Это его мир. И когда ты спросишь его, кто он в этом мире, он скажет тебе, я не энтузиаст, я собираю мотоциклы, мне нравится еще не просто, потому что когда ты нырнешь в мир даже байков, там их массы, разных, какие тебе нравятся, Харлей, тебе нравятся,
Different styles. There's sport bikes, choppers, and Harleys,
and masses of different things.
He says, "I like this style, this clothes, these helmets, and whatnot." And you see, he's totally into it. In his world.
Возьмем мир музыки,
Why
возьмем
don't we
мир,
take
мир
the world
науки.
Of knowledge, or education, or music?
Я хочу задать тебе вопрос.
I want to ask you a question. Who are you
мире?
In your world?
Опаньки.
Uh-oh.
Алло.
Hello.
Неплохо, да?
It's not bad, right?
Сейчас мы куда-то пойдем.
We're gonna go somewhere.
Мне так нравится иногда.
I like sometimes to just look at your faces. I'm serious.
Я проповедую, вы мне больше проповедуете.
You think I'm preaching to you? You're preaching to me. Because by looking at your faces, I see this face like what? What? In my world, I didn't even know that I'm in my own world. Yeah, you have to discern which denomination you're in, or you used to be a part of denomination. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. You understand what I'm saying? It is coming out of you. But we're not talking about what world you're in. We're talking about who are you in your world. Amen? You know that
the world of Christianity,
it's a big world.
There's
what motorcycles got to do? Or musical instruments compared to that? We have been spread out
что
all over.
Что там даже тут самые мелочевочки доходят. А ты с этих, да, ты с этих, а ты это делаешь, а ты это моешь, а ты это покажешь.
There are all these laws. Do you do this? Do you do that? Are you belonging to this? Oh, if you do, then you're our brother.
Hello.
Hello.
Мирки.
Different worlds.
Нам известно, дорогие мои,
know, beloved,
что подсознательно мы все ищем удовлетворение. Слушай сюда.
Fulfillment.
Хочешь ты этого знать или нет, ты встал утром с кровати, ища удовлетворение. Почему ты сидел около зеркала час? Ты искал удовлетворение, чтобы то, что смотрит на тебя, тебе нравилось.
For the thing that is looking back at you, you're supposed to like it, right? Does anybody understand me? Why did you wear these earrings and not the others?
Для кого? Для них нет, для себя.
For who? For yourself.
Ну, естественно, ну, в первую очередь для меня. But, ты же не вешаешь, ты же голосование не делаешь.
You're not
ради звезд,
voting,
какие вам
brothers and sisters, which earrings should I put on, these or these? Oh, these, yeah.
Ты их одел, говоришь,
no, you put them on,
красота.
And you say, wow, beautiful. And then you see a reaction from the side.
Ты машину новую зачем купил?
Why did you buy a new car?
What,
the old one was bad, not driving? No.
Запах
you just
нового свежего салона.
The smell of brand new car.
Не тогда, когда ты купил вот ту вот с рук поддержанную там
when you bought a used one and there were cats who were living in that car.
И всю жизнь у тебя ассоциация
and
с мочой котячей.
You have an association with cats urine.
Why? Because your car. Машина стояла долго, туда в окна прыгали, и
know,
там животные что хотели.
Carrying that
scent. Ну, о чем я говорю?
What am I saying?
Я говорю о том, что подсознательно мы все ищем удовлетворение.
To satisfaction from the very morning.
Только ты встал.
As soon as you get up,
why
do you need this coffee? You want it, right? You like
получаешь.
It. You receive satisфaction out of it.
Ты же не выпил керосин.
You didn't drink
керосин.
Yeah, you know what? You can
так
receive an effect from that.
Что, какой там кофе?
You know what? No coffee compares to that.
Мы все ищем удовлетворение. Почему ты выпил
satisfaction?
Чай, а не
why
кофе?
Did you drink tea and not coffee?
Чай больше
you like
нравится.
Tea more.
Не мне же. Кофе
no.
или чай? Кофе или чай?
Coffee or
кофе.
Tea?
Хорошо,
no, coffee.
Кофе.
Okay, today I'll drink coffee.
Ты берешь
no.
свой
you
чай.
You take your tea.
И еще какой чай?
And which tea are you taking it?
Earl Grey называется.
Earl Grey.
Это я так с жены чуть-чуть
I'm
прикалываю.
Laughing at my wife here.
Amen.
Amen.
Мы ищем удовлетворение.
We are searching for fulfillment.
Говорю,
we're not saying
нет. Я в душе.
I'm
это самый замороченный
no,
ищет удовлетворение.
No. The very
самый
lost.
Засаленный и замасленный ищет удовлетворение.
All searching for satisfaction. Everybody.
Где-то как-то. Может,
somewhere,
ему наплевать.
Maybe
он
he doesn't care about a hairstyle,
наплевать.
But he cares about something, all right.
Когда тебе уже на все наплевать,
when you don't care about
то мы
anything,
обычно таких с улицы сошкребают. Знаете,
then,
с вот этой картонкой.
You know, usually pick him up from the street with
им уже точно на все наплевать.
They really don't
там
care about anything.
Было,
as long as there was food in the stomach at least once a day, and that's it.
Дорогие мои, послушайте.
Beloved, listen.
Но вы знаете, что,
you know that,
что значит найти полное удовлетворение? Полное удовлетворение
full
никогда не давали деньги.
Иначе
бы масса
otherwise,
была счастливых людей, но это не так.
People,
богатый юноша, он имел все, но он был полностью недоволен своей жизнью, поэтому к Иисусу и пришел. Деньги не решают ничего.
Money does not solve anything.
Если бы удовлетворение было красивая одежда,
if you were satisfied with pretty clothes, there would be a ton of happy people. What does it cost? You just buy it, and that's it. No, for some reason, everything ends quite fast. Isn't it so?
And this small
imitation of satisfaction moves certain people through life, and we don't understand that the most important satisfaction is in and only in where God has called you to be and why he gave birth to you. Listen here.
Он был доволен полностью своей жизнью.
Young man, he was happy
Почему
with his life.
Же?
Why is it?
Его убивали, камнями побивали, палок давали, тонул,
змей жалили. И стоned and beat up. And
ты скажешь, это не счастливая жизнь.
You say, that's
Нет,
not a
самая счастливейшая, потому что она от Бога.
Yeah, it is. He was happy with his life because it was from God. And he did not cry.
He got up, shook himself off
and said, that's it, I've seen other things, that's it. You know, he went and preached.
Бесстрашие. Что это?
What is Он this fear to be fearless? He is in his own.
Он находится полностью в своем.
Totally in his own.
Чего Бог
that
проговорил ему еще тогда,
God
когда он треснулся с этой лошади. Или там на чем? На осле он шел. Я не знаю.
I don't know. Or donkey. Whatever it was.
На броневике. На хаммере ехал.
He was driving a hammer. Okay.
Они, тогда лошадей не было.
They didn't have horses back then. I'll say it this way for everybody to understand. He fell off a hammer.
С двери вывалился.
He fell out of it.
Слушай.
Out of the inside
noticing
the world of science, something happens in those worlds.
People in these worlds
achieve something.
Amen.
Every world, every little world, I was shocked.
Вы знаете, у американцев есть название nerd.
Name is called a nerd.
Как это переводится по-русски?
How do we interpret that? How do you say it in Russian? Somebody tell me.
Ну, мужик в очках, который в книжках закопанной жизни. Нет русского слова.
There is no Russian word for that.
Есть одно. Тормоз.
There's one.
Извиняюсь, если тут тормозит чуть-чуть, но сразу прошу прощения. Кстати, эти тормоза больше всего этих революционных открытий делают.
Again, most of these nerds make the great revolutionary, you know.
Почему? Потому что мне нравятся эти передачи.
You know what? I'm kind of like a nerd as well because I like these programs as well. I caught myself that I watch Discovery Channel.
Где мужики?
Where men?
Огромные мужики.
Huge men.
С большими очками, компьютерами, деньгами гоняются за китами.
Chasing whales.
Зачем?
Why?
Не чтобы поймать.
Not to catch them.
А чтобы в попу ему засунуть трансмиттер.
To stick a transmitter into him.
Они ему так пук, засунули этот трансмиттер у него в попе, когда он
плавает. Him,
и для чего? Чтобы знать,
Why?
Куда он плывет и
going,
на какой глубине бывает. Кому это надо?
Who needs that?
Ну вот задайте вопрос.
Ask yourself this question. Were you ever wondering? I wonder how deep the whale goes.
Плавает кит. Да плевать тебе на эту глубину.
Who cares? You probably don't care about the depth and about this whale, amen?
Но не ему. Он кит куда-то доплыл, куда не раньше. И они там все в шоке.
And they're all shocked. The whale goes deeper than everyone before. They're checking their glasses and they watch them. They're on these computers. And they're so worried and they're so happy. And I'm wondering, why are they so happy? Apparently the whale with this transmitter in his back went so deep.
Сегодня смешно и все круто. Это классно, когда я вас смешу. Это очень плохо, когда сам себя.
It's good when I make you laugh, but not good when I make myself laugh.
Это все на ходу идет.
Because it's all coming fresh to me right now. I didn't write this down.
И я смотрю, как они пены там заплясали.
How they were dancing around.
Очки позапотевали.
Their glasses got all foggy.
Что-то там эта машинка бедная там
And this machine is like writing things down.
И я смотрю,
and I'm watching this, and I'm thinking,
какого вообще? Я смотрю эту передачу.
I'm watching this program.
А потом Бог говорит мне,
God tells me, look.
Даже в той сфере, погони за китами.
While they're chasing whales.
Ладно, мы с тобой гоняемся за китом.
You and me, we're chasing whales. We're Russian.
Зачем мы гоняемся за китом?
Why are we chasing whales?
Замочить его и сожрать.
The whales to kill it and to eat it. Isn't it so?
Мясо.
Meat.
На всю зиму хватит.
For a whole
Он
гоняется за ним.
Они заплывают.
They go
very,
very far.
Я смотрю, думаю,
and I'm watching this
кому?
And thinking, who needs this?
Им.
They need it.
И когда ты возьмешь,
and when you take,
ты наберешь экспертов.
Google experts.
Такое вообще, я думаю, что вообще вами, наверное, никогда не наберется.
You know, you, I think you'll never Google these experts yourself.
Но если вами наберется в Гугле,
if you will search for them.
Киты плюс сайентисты плюс трансмиттеры плюс океан. Набрал. Вкинул. Я тебе даю гарантию. Вылезет этот мужик
в
запотевших очках, потому что он чемпион по стрелянию и там
but installing these transmitters into the whales and also by getting that information from those transmitters. Apparently, even in this strange area, there are champions as well. Hello.
Он может не выглядеть как
maybe
тот твой обыкновенный
чемпион, like
champion, но он чемпион
but
в своем
he's a champion in his own world, isn't it so, church?
Итак, я тебе еще раз
again, I ask you a question.
Кто ты?
Who are you?
В своем
in
мире.
Your world. I am.
Подумай внимательно,
think,
потому что тема серьезная.
Because this is a serious message, even though it's funny.
Кто ты в своем
who
мире?
Are you in your world?
Чего ты
what
достиг,
have you achieved
живя в мире
by
своем?
Living in your
ничего?
World? Nothing?
Чуть-чуть?
A little bit?
Может быть?
Maybe.
Ты, значит, находишься не там, где
then
ты должен быть.
You're not where you're supposed to be.
Потому что как
because
только ты
as soon as you
попадаешь в ту сферу,
area,
где ты должен быть и ты рожден,
be,
ты раскрываешься как цветок и начинаешь цвести. И я не говорю только о христианских позициях, которых религия нам забила в голову.
In our heads.
У Бога даже
God
есть призвание на этого китолова.
Even for this guy that
и он в своей сфере чего-то достигнет,
area,
потому что он Богом призван. Кто-то Богом призван сделать радио.
Radio.
И мы с вами сейчас
and
пользуемся.
Right
у тебя в карманах находятся чьи-то победы в их мирах.
World, isn't it so? Amen?
Прямо сейчас
right now,
я пользуюсь
I'm
победой в чьем-то мире.
Amen?
Я не делал этого.
I did
я
not
пользуюсь.
Create this, I'm using it.
И знаете, что уникально?
You know,
я
unique.
Знаю имя этого человека.
I know the name of this person.
Я знаю, кто
I
это сделал. Я знаю, кто
this.
Стоит за этим. Я знаю, кто чемпион
this,
в этой сфере. Не так
area, isn't it so?
Вы знаете, что мне очень
you
нравится?
Know like?
Каждый из вас
every one of you
призван Богом быть чемпионом.
To be a champion.
Потому что когда ты,
because
когда мы все с вами разветвимся на все те вещи, которые, вы знаете, что в моем теле
you know my body,
все члены
my
чемпион.
Members, they're champions.
Алло.
Hello.
Не будем вдаваться в подробности.
Let's not go into details here.
Какие из них популярней?
Which are more popular than others.
Но
but
это правда остается правдой,
truth
что
is the truth.
Нету вещей, которые ты сейчас скажешь, мне надоело это все. Нет, мизинец всегда чемпион.
You know what? Pinky's always a champion.
Знаете почему?
You know why?
Потому что он залезет туда, куда
it'll
большой палец ноги никогда.
In such areas where your index finger will never get in.
Да, дорогие вы, я серьезно говорю, зачем мне мизинец? А вот там посмотри, сколько раз в день ты его употребляешь.
How many times a day do you use your pinky?
И ты будешь шокирован.
And you'll be shocked.
Много.
A lot.
Очень много.
Quite often.
Итак.
So.
Вы берете что-то?
Are you receiving something for yourself,
church? It is
quite funny.
Но взять все равно что-то можно.
But you can receive something.
И вы знаете, что я заметил?
You know what I've noticed?
В каждом из этих миров.
Every one of these worlds.
Есть чемпионы, раз.
There are champions, one.
Вы видели когда-нибудь человека, который становится профессиональным бегуном? Человек, который бегает, который хочет
runner.
Бегать марафоны, дистанции, побеждать. Вы видели когда-нибудь, он говорит, у меня мечта прибежать четвертым?
Кто-то
видел такое?
No. Does anybody see that?
Нет, не видел. Кто слышал такое?
Anybody heard that?
Нет, этого маразма точно не слышал.
We didn't hear this nonsense.
Кто ты в своем мире?
Who are you in your world?
Да мне бы хотя бы
If only I could be right there by the door of the house. You're right there. Just crawl a little bit more.
Ты сразу у порога.
You're by the door.
У порога живем, у порога поем.
You're right there on the porch. We live by the porch, sing by the porch, die by the porch.
Чуть-чуть дальше, продвинься.
Go a little bit further.
Вы знаете, что я сказал? Вы знаете, что в этом зале может быть 20 проповедников, и все мы, включая меня, будем чемпионами в своих сферах, потому что каждый коснется своего. Поэтому, когда я беру книги, я не могу сказать, какой автор крутой, потому что этот круче в теме семейной. Этот круче в теме духовной. Этот круче в чудесах и знамениях. Этот в истолковании слов. Я не могу сказать, кто круче.
Who's better than others? They're all wonderful. Champions. They're all champions in God.
Нет этого. Да я хоть бы тут. А можно я вам буду шнур гитару вставлять?
Can I be used to place the cable into the guitars and I'll be a champion?
Шнура вставляний.
And as far as placing cables into the instruments, no.
Он сам свой шнур вставит.
He'll plug his own cable.
Спроси у папы.
Ask Daddy.
Для чего ты на этой земле? Вы все подсознательно этого хотите. Вы все. Если только ты, естественно, не лжец. Мы все ищем всю жизнь. Ты ребенка родил. Зачем? Чтобы ему хорошо было. Рожу ребеночка, чтобы ему хорошо было. Нет! Ты его родил, чтобы тебе хорошо было. Потому что ты его захотел. Не он же там постучался. Эй, вы!
Hey,
хватит это там!
Enough of that.
Ерундой заниматься. Давайте что-то посерьезному.
Let's just do something serious now.
Не было этого.
No, that doesn't happen.
Что, ты ерундой занимается?
What, somebody's playing around? What?
Тема после 16.
Messages for...
До 16
and over.
Взять плеер на уши.
Those that are 16, put a player into your ears.
Никто не хочет.
Nobody wants.
Не достигнуть ничего. Вы знаете, я никогда не видел людей, которые собрались, вот доктора в белых халатах, а кто-то говорит, а можно я ничего не буду делать?
Can I not do anything?
Че?
What?
А что ты в белом халате?
Why are you wearing a white robe?
Ну, как бы, чтобы все поняли, что
so
я...
Would everybody как бы, would see that I'm here?
А зачем ты тут нужен?
Why are you here?
Ну как, зачем?
Why? What do you mean, why?
Я как вот единица.
I'm like...
Тоже в белом халате. I'm like you. Люди придут, они скажут,
you know, when people come, they'll say, wow, look at that crowd.
Я сейчас разбиваю понимание, тупейшее понимание церкви.
Stupid understanding of church.
Му, я сказал.
I said moo. You're mooing and you're not making any other noises.
Там, знаете, что мы видим
And you know what we see constantly?
Знаете, что видят не чемпионы?
You know what champions
Они видят
are those that are not champions. You know what they see? They see the rear of the one that's in front.
Это не есть достижение.
That is not an achievement, church.
Да улыбнись, ты,
Smile, relax, it's all good.
Расслабься.
Relax.
Соломон пишет, смех это как лекарство.
Solomon says that laughter is like medicine, does body good. You know, a lot of people need this medicine. I see your faces the way you're laughing.
Праведник же
the righteous barely smile.
Ну, да,
of course.
Когда у него там, когда ему по крыше 39 без одного
When
раза дали, там можно едва ли улыбнуться.
He got smacked 39 times on the head and he could barely laugh.
You know why? Больше не мог.
Barely smile because he couldn't anymore.
Другое откровение.
Again, that's a different revelation.
Почему? Потому что эта сторона была.
He was a little, he was bruised up when he was writing that, probably after an occasional stoning.
Никто не хочет прибежать четвертым.
Nobody
никто не
wants
хочет...
to come fourth in the race.
Вы знаете, смотря даже на вот эти машины,
cars,
которые, вы знаете, в машиностроении, некоторые компании, если не стали чемпионами в качестве, они стали чемпионами в цене.
They will be champions in price.
Ну кто-то меня понимает или нет?
Does anybody understand me here or what?
Mercedes, Mercedes.
Mercedes,
а вот наша банковская банка стоит 3998.
3998. That's the price of the car. That's it.
По нулям майлы. И еще на 100 тысяч гарантии.
And we give you guarantee for 100,000 miles.
Они чемпионы в ценах.
They're champions as far as price goes. Somebody will say.
Отдыхайте, я хочу качество.
You know what? I want quality.
There are
champions in quality, amen.
Тот, кто не чемпион, долго не выживает.
Those are not champions. They don't survive for long. There are certain companies that all we have left.
Один миф или история.
There's like a myth or a story. There was a company like that. Yeah, but no longer.
Дорогие мои.
Beloved.
Кто ты в своем мире?
Who are you in your world?
Если Бог тебя призвал достичь чего-то, и ты находишься на своем месте, ты будешь чемпион в своей сфере и на своем месте. Могут ли вы все быть чемпионами? Да! Все! В своих сферах, в своей категории и на своем уровне. Все! Мы можем быть чемпионами. Бог второстепенного не создавал. Ты уникален по полностью всему.
In everything.
Вы знаете, что мне нравится?
You know what I like?
О, я балдею от этого. Все, к чему не прикоснулся человек, все уникально.
No matter what a human being touches,
если вы только вот
unique.
Это одно откровение поймете,
if you would just receive this
о, вы даже не представляете, что с вами произойдет. Все, к чему прикоснулся человек, это ширпотреб и инкубатор.
It is
все, к чему прикоснулся Бог, это оригинал.
Is just a imitation.
Все,
think
оригинал. Найдите снежинки одинаковые.
Why don't you find snowflakes?
Микроскоп говорит, нет, одинаковых снежинок.
They look and they said that there are not a single snowflake looks alike.
Как это?
It does not exist.
Да, все, все,
all of them, they're all
Фука,
of them. Can you count all of them? They're all different.
Кто-то говорит,
someone
на
says,
облаках ни разу не, может, не могут быть тучи совпасть конфигурацией с прошлого дня.
That the clouds cannot be configured as far as cloud formation. It cannot be the same as it was yesterday. It doesn't happen.
Все, что сделал Бог,
everything that God created is in the original.
Так вот,
so,
каждая туча чемпион,
every cloud is a champion, every tree is a champion,
every
snowflake is an original and a champion.
Кто ты?
Who are you in your world?
Oh,
hard question for Christianity, isn't it? So, not a lot of people think on that.
We,
whatever brother pastor will say, what if he says something wrong? And quite often, that's what happens, something wrong. Sorry, for 15 years, we were confused. We were in the wrong place. And we missed our bright future.
Не задавали. Другими словами, если ты не стремишься, послушайте,
in other words,
стать
if you are not trying to be victorious
в той или иной сфере,
in certain
ты
areas,
не в своем мире.
You're not in your own world.
Потому что когда ты попадаешь в свой мир,
because when you get into your world, you want to do what you have been born to do. Tell me, for instance, the kidney, does it renounce its function, or a heart says, that's it, today I'm taking a break. I'm sick of you. Or liver says, you know what, I am tired of you pouring whatever it is you're pouring in, I can't handle this. Can I take a break? If a liver does takes a break, you know, and all of a sudden you're somewhere up in the clouds. Every organ is a champion in his area. Or its area. Paul says, does not say, why are you this, why you're that, why you're not this, why your ear or an eye. There's a whole message in that. Originals and champions. What am I want to achieve with this message? Leave your comfort zone. Do something for once in your life. At least a mistake.
А то у меня, ну ничего не было.
Nothing ever happened.
Ну хоть что-нибудь сделай.
Just do
пусть у тебя какой-нибудь
something.
Крюк будь.
Maybe you will make a mistake.
Брат ожил.
Oh, brother came back alive.
Хоть что-нибудь.
Something.
Может быть, это
maybe
подведет тебя
this will start
дальше.
and motivate you to move further. Everyone is in the conference on Zoom. Do you ever ask yourself this question? Why is it Abraham? Abraham
got up
and left his comfort zone. Nobody's going to argue with that. Took everything and went where? Where? Whatever God didn't tell him yet. He says, go, I'll tell you. As you go, I'll tell you. What if I'll be in the wrong condition, spiritual condition? Well, then you're going to walk by yourself. It's a joke. That did not happen. And we understand why.
You know what? People
leave their comfort zones and go somewhere. You know what? Because this comfort zone, this place, it wasn't their place of satisfaction. Right now I'm speaking to people that are unhappy with what is in their life. If you're happy, this message is not for you. It has nothing to do with you. I'm talking to people that wake up every morning and they want and they ask a question. Am I here, or am I there, or not? And I tell you right away, you're not. Because the one that is there, he doesn't ask these questions at all. Because he needs 25 hours a day to do what he likes to do. There's one Chinese proverb that I read in a fortune cookie.
Делай то, что
do
тебе нравится.
What you like.
И ты никогда не будешь работать ни одного дня в своей жизни.
And you will never work a single day in your life.
Можете себе представить?
Can you imagine that?
Делай то, что ты влюблен.
What you love to
и
do.
И эта работа невозможна.
You cannot call it work. You'll just get paid for it and you'll enjoy it.
Оно само тебя достанет.
Or in other words, you know what you get.
И, дорогие мои, вы даже не представляете, что такое Нобелевская премия.
Imagine what is a Nobel Prize in the spirit realm when daddy gives you that. You know, I understand certain areas, they're all different, but we're all called to have satisfaction and fulfillment in our destinies. Ask God a question. Stop just sitting there and absorbing these messages. Yeah, changes thousands of lives somewhere out there, and we're sitting here blinking, you know, and okay, hurry up, finish up, I'm not going to do anything anyway. Start moving. Why is it that Abraham left comfort? Why?
It's
what I think is not written, but what I think that people leave, not when God said, why don't you leave? Okay, I'm leaving. No. He was happy. Beloved, who remembers the disciples of Jesus? We'll read about them. Were they homeless when he gathered them? No, they were businessmen. Tell me, why is it all of them left everything? It is written that same hour they left everything, even their fathers. They were fixing the nets. And Jesus said, hey, and they went and followed him. They understood everybody and half a sentence because they understood that even though this fishing business is good at that time, that was serious business, but it's not mine. The ones that were unsatisfied were the ones that left. Why was it that they were enjoyed being stoned and being constantly persecuted? Why? Because they were in their place. Jesus told them, you, come and follow me. Right away they left. What? Because they were unsatisfied. Tell me, can God take you out right now from that place where you have attached yourself to? Can God just take you right now? You know what our people say? So what if it's falling apart? So what if it's smoking? It's mine. I'm used to it. So what if my husband gives me black eyes once a week? He can't. This black eye will go away. Yeah. The husband will not go anywhere. God never created second. He does not create second best. You're boring, not because you're silly or you're dumb. No, there's only one reason.
You're
not in your own world.
And
not in your place. And as fast as you understand who you are, the faster you'll be a champion in your area.
Что тебе нравится, скажи?
What do you like? Tell me.
Не найти моё место. Я петь не могу.
Let me find my place. I can't sing. I'm afraid to preach. Everything else is not for me.
Значит, что-то есть за стенами церкви.
Then it means there's something behind the walls of the church that God is calling you to do.
Значит, может, он призывает тебя. That means that maybe he's calling you
to be a bodybuilder and you know bring everybody to Christ. Because you know other people are saved through fear. Another message.
Бог призывает. А разве есть такое призвание?
Is there such a destiny or call? God has only five gifts. If everything was built upon these five gifts, he said those are the gifts that are inside the church that regulate the body. But God has masses. Otherwise, to this day, we'd be in caves.
Почему? Потому что Why? Все, что
Because
ты сейчас, во что ты одет, на чем ты сидишь,
what,
и что ты используешь,
and
и чем ты ездишь, это чей-то мир.
It's somebody's world.
И заметьте такое. Мы хотим одеваться
We
только в одежду чемпионов и победителей
champions in that area.
Кто победил
Who
в одежде?
Я смотрю, девчонки лежат.
Вы знаете,
you know?
Не дешевые сумочки у девчат лежат. Никто не сказал.
Nobody didn't say.
We have авоськи были на Украине.
We had these bags. So, you know, just plastic bags.
А вот что найду.
Oh, why? Because this is what we had. You pull it out.
Вы знаете, что я больше всего ненавидел насчет того?
Know what I hated about those bags? Because you could get so big, you could place a person in it. It has no size. Mom says, go buy milk as much as you can fit into that bag. A lot will fit. You remember these bags? If some of you sitting here not smiling, I'm sorry. I understand that my kids, they're all like, what? What are you talking about? You can't even explain it. You have to see it. I'm sorry. This bag, this bag was made up by some monster. You just imagine how can you carry what is invisible and then you can fit it to whatever you want. Isn't it so? Isn't it so, church? I'm serious. Somebody just bring, just send it, or just bring me one. I just want to have one. Just open it and close it. It's a great product.
Чем быстрее.
Faster. Okay, a lot of you got stuck on those bags. Something so close and dear to you. Okay.
Часто.
Often.
Наши дорогие мамы и
Our
папы
beloved mothers
нас
and fathers try to take us into the good world of opportunities when we are born. Our fathers and mothers, they say, you know what, sonny? It's good for you to be a doctor. You, daughter, it's good to be an agent, a real estate agent. You, grandson, it's good for you this. And all of us were given these titles and names and even paid our way into that world. The problem is not with the world. The world that they want to place you in, it's wonderful and beautiful. But the problem is in that it's not yours. And someone will be next to you. Listen here. I was sitting in one of the best jobs. If you would take jobs. I was dental technician. What else do you need? Your hands are always in gold if you take it. Really. Someone is just trying to get hired. I remember there were volunteers coming. I was like in a more serious position, had good pay, and I see these volunteers coming, and I tell these guys they're just, you know, green, straight out of college. I say, watch this, do that, and someone's watching, looking at me. Oh, I want to be like you, know everything. And I say, you know what? I want to get out from here. Because it's good, yeah, but I am bothered by it. It's not mine. It's not mine. And I'm sitting there. When you open the drawers, you can see the stuff that's in that drawer. There are tapes, Bibles, no notebooks. Everybody, all the technicians had their own tables. And you open, there's gum and some other people have pictures, cards, and whatnot. People had many different things. We had a big lab. You open mine, everything comes out. My mom knows. Everything is falling because I had tapes, books, everything. I had sticky notes, you know, where I would write my revelations. Praise the Lord, they did not read Russian. Because they would tell me that I'm studying something. Yeah, I was studying, but not whatever they needed for their money. Daddy can bless. So, that world is wonderful, but it's not yours. You hear me? Yeah, it brings profit, and someone's sitting next to you and dreaming to be at least halfway there where you are, but you want to run out during the first opportunity you get, because you're bothered by it, and you don't care about this paycheck and this insurance that covers everything. You don't care all any of these things, because it is not yours. My wife knows, my mom knows, we all work together. They knew that I would come there at 5 a.m. and leave at 12. Why are you leaving so fast? If I could just tell you why I leave so early, because I can't stand this. Beloved.
A
couple of times I was a witness to total transformation of an individual when a certain individual would come into that area where God has made him to be and to do what God meant him to do. And one time I was watching a program, Total Transformation, how from a housewife you can transform. I was shocked by it. She was talented in art, paint pictures. She never worked. All she did, she was helping her kids. They were just drawing together. And then when people saw it, they said, why don't you just drop everything? This is your world. And she just jumped into it, an artistic world. Some of you, who you are, it's like screaming from the inside. It is right there, hidden inside. It's like you're in a cage. And you place yourself into something that is not yours, and that thing that is yours will remind you that it's not what you're doing is not yours, because that what is yours on the inside is crying out every day. You're sitting there washing dishes, and it's telling you, why don't you take brushes, paints, and start drawing? This old woman, what? Start drawing, painting? Yes, and the process. She became a millionaire. I saw this. And I was thinking, Lord, how can you? And she was enjoying it. Oh, just, she didn't have to complain. Okay, fine, I'll paint you another picture. You know, they were just bringing canvases. She was drawing with oil and charcoal and pencils. And I was amazed how she was washing dishes, you know, and babysitting, but then the inside it was calling out, paint, paint. And little by little it would come out. Who are you in your world? Number one. Do you hear the voice of your world? Stop, listen. Do you hear the voice of your world that's calling you? We as Christians have been so lost and just weirdos. There are no other words for it. That when I say we are in your world, you don't even know what the world is. We're not even talking about who are you in your world. You know, you don't even know what the world is. Beloved, when God told me, I'm calling you to speak the word. And I said, then I'll say it, that no matter who gets it, there will be a reaction. Right away. I will not tell you what sort of reaction, but you will have a reaction. You know why? Because I know 100% that this is my area, and I'm a champion in my area. You're prideful, no. If someone was in the race and he got a medal, he's in the first place. And then there's a confirmation on the inside. You don't need to be afraid of your position. Pride is to take something upon yourself that you're not. Second side of pride is this false humbleness. I'm a nobody, I'm a nothing. This sickness needs to leave the church. You're someone, you're something, and you're a champion in your area. And in the eyes of your father, you're a champion.
я ничего не достигну,
you will not achieve where you are, but as soon as you take that step forward, like a lot of people did,
and simply, 60, 70,
even when they were 60 or 70, they said, I don't care, I will take this step forward. Who cares what tomorrow might bring? Maybe I'll go home. And once they took that step, they said, Lord, why didn't I do this sooner? Right now, I'm telling you, listen, this has to do with believers and unbelievers, because calls is nothing, it doesn't matter with either born from above or not. To be born from above, it has to do with your salvation. But the Father, already inside your code DNA, He's already written your life out. My God.
Вы знаете, чем я был шокирован?
You know
один раз нечаянно мне дали ссылку сайта. Абсолютно неверующего сайта.
Link to a site. It was
сайт,
not a
который
Christian
продвигал
site,
идеи и личность. Я смотрю, там мои темы разрекламированы до невозможного. Вообще абсолютно неверующий сайт.
It's not a Christian website. I'm reading.
And they're saying,
you know?
Вообще неверующие люди, никто их Богу не приводил, я вообще не знаю, по какому
закону
перепугу мои темы со сломанной крышей там. Я смотрю, неверующие люди, там
that
unbelievers, ничего себе, точно подметят.
You know, they're listening.
Когда ты на своем месте, тебя слушают даже те, которые не пересекаются вообще.
By those that will never even see you or have nothing in common with you. Just find that it. I don't even know how to tell you how to find it. I can tell you how to move.
How?
You can tell that you're not there. Beloved, you might say that, what about all this dirt, betrayal, hatred, and the other things that happen around me, for instance, as an individual? I'll say this.
It doesn't mean anything.
It's just a good balance to the success that is going hand in hand. You don't have dirt. No. There's success, and there's a little bit of dirt. Success, and again, something dirty. Beloved, it's a good balance. So you will not go too far. Someone, you know, applaud, someone kicked you, it's okay. I receive everything as from God because I know who I am. I always tell my Father, I have no wisdom, give me wisdom. I have no knowledge, give me knowledge. I don't see, show me. This is my prayer all the time. And Daddy always shows because I don't mean anything without Him.
Но чтобы произошел этот момент всем нам.
To happen, all of us.
У меня это было, у моей жены это было, я знаю за некоторых людей,
и некоторые были.
Чтобы произошел этот момент трансформации в то, кто ты, тебе необходимо выйти из комфортной зоны. Я вам скажу, это самое страшное, что человеку всегда когда-либо придется сделать. Потому что, выходя из комфортной зоны, в комфортной зоне остаются все, с кем ты жил, и вот это самое страшное, а брыль, который должен
произойти. Separation that has to happen. Beloved, it happened with Jesus. Remember, his mom, brothers were laughing at him, you know? It happened with all the disciples. And Peter told him, here, we left everything. I don't mean that they were joking in the Bible. When they meant everything, meant everything. Abraham left everything.
And
what happens? What happens is that those that are taking that step into the unknown, that left the comfort zone, and they said, I will try this that has been nagging on the inside all my life. Even if you'll try and you will not be successful, at least you checked and you were sure that, okay, this is not mine. That what God tells me to open the business and constantly saying it and saying it, God said, to open, why don't you open it?
Мне тоже когда-то что-то говорило бизнес открыть. Открыл.
When something somewhere along the line told me to open a business, I did, but I closed it. But I understood one thing. It's not mine.
Точно убедился.
I was sure that that is not mine.
Поэтому, дорогие мои,
that is why, beloved, just do things. Move. Live. Please live. My beloved family, don't be sitting there frozen somewhere. You know, just stick an occasional IV and just continue living. Just barely survived a week. Listen, why was it that Peter, John, all the other guys left everything and right away followed Jesus? Because I'm more than sure that they, whatever it is they were doing, they were not satisfied with it. And they were simply heading nowhere. But as soon as they heard the voice of Jesus and took that step forward into the unknown, but it was quite an adventure. You know, Jesus, do you have a guarantee? No, there are no guarantees. You might get stoned tomorrow. You know what? A rock might fly by. I guarantee that. What do you guarantee? I'm leaving my business behind. You know what? There are no guarantees. When you leave comfort zone, there is no guarantee. Everything can fall apart. Yes. And you'll become popular, not for the right reasons. For instance, don't be Andrei, because Andrei has done this and that. You know what? And they will laugh. You never heard somebody call their child Saul. Oh, my Saul, come here. No. Because something bad is associated with that name. Or for instance, oh, there goes my Jezebel. Amen? Of course, amen.
Why?
Because something has been attached to that name. And then you say, the spirit of Jezebel. Nobody said, these are my kids. Ahab, Jezebel and Saul. Matthew
4:18.
As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he noticed two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brothers, throwing a dragnet into the sea, for they were fishermen. They did not say that these were guys. They had an identification name, fishermen. And in their area, maybe they weren't a bad guys. They had boats, they had fish. And that's not what we're talking about here. This name tag, they were not satisfied with it. They were fishermen. Look. And they were fishermen. And he said to them, come after me as disciples, letting me be your guide. Follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. He says, I will switch your name tag. You're not catching the right fish. You're doing the right thing, but with the wrong product. He'll tell you, I will make you fisher of men. I am switching your identification, I am switching your number, your name tag, your whole structure. And right there, yeah, maybe you'll be, you know, leaning from the stones, but you'll at least do it smiling. Then, you know, dragging these nets while crying. You know what? It's not yours. It's not yours. Listen. I'll make you fishers of men. And at once, when? At once, right away. Right away, they left, dropped everything. You know who drops everything? The ones that are just sick of it, up to their neck. You know who says right now? Whoever will pass by and says, follow me, I'm going. Okay, come and follow me. These are the ones that followed Jesus. Because even if there was success, they were sick of it. Aren't you sick of everything? Good question. Listen. And they left the boat and joined Jesus. And he went about all Galilee. And so they follow, going on further from there, he noticed two brothers, James and Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets and putting them right, and he called them. And at once, you know, something was going bad with fishing. For some reason, that business was not doing so good. Because only fathers remained. They probably wanted to pass the wheel, but it did not happen. No matter how hard the father wanted to make Peter and Andrew fishermen, they said, no, we'll be fishers of men. And at once they left the boat and their father and joined Jesus. Someone might ask a question. Are you in your place? I will tell you, amen. Amen. I want to ask you a question. Are you in your place? If you have any held back or you're not sure,
не на своем месте.
That's the first
может
indicator
быть, ты на правильном
you're not
пути,
in your place.
Может
Maybe
быть,
you're in
ты в правильном
path,
обществе,
in the right
но ты еще не на своем месте.
И
неудовлетворение есть индикатор того, что что-то еще не так. Поверьте, удовлетворение снаружи – это вообще не то удовлетворение, оно уходит. Удовлетворение должно прийти изнутри, с оригинала, источник удовлетворения – это мой дух. Если моему духу плохо,
tormented, then your whole body's tormented. Even though you put those pretty earrings on your ears, or your pretty hair, or you have a nice car, but you look at yourself and your spirit tells you, you're still not. You still don't have it. Your mirror in your Mercedes will tell you more than everything else in your life because you look up on yourself, you're not happy. You're just not happy. But we will stand to the end. Well, then you'll die in the end. Unhappy and unsatisfied.
Even,
I love to live my life and I'm happy all the way because I know my calling. I know where I'm going. And I see results in my life because your results is your fruit. Find your place. Find your world. Whatever it might be, just ask God, who am I? Turn off your religious mind. Choir. Speaking poems or playing the guitar. Just turn it off and just say, God, without all this stuff, where am I? Who am I? Because there are people in their places. Very influential in their right place that have influence more powerful than all the pastors put together. And your one book will be so successful, much more successful than others. So successful that they become millionaires. And they end up buying cities. So they. And so this particular successful millionaire could write in his one book, Praise God, and everyone else will read that. And on the other hand, there would be this little pastor, and he's trying to just like push through his sermons and stuff, and nobody could hear him. And people. Vote even if they want him there in their church. Are you taking something for yourself today? I believe that once you leave this place, you will be so unsatisfied with your life. But looking into the future, do you know why from after hearing a few sermons in my own life, I've left unsatisfied because I knew that I had to deal with some things in my life. That information, it cannot leave me because it has entered me and it's telling me he is right. And I'm saying, no, he's not. And the information on the inside of me is telling me, yes, he is. So I can't get away from it. Final story, and I'll be done. Story of a young rich man in the Bible. He was pretty famous in his own time. He was a wealthy man. He had holiness. He told Jesus that I have fulfilled the law. But was he happy? No. Because happy people, they don't come up to Jesus and ask him, what else do I need? Let's read that story and I'll be done.
Matthew 19:16.
And behold, there came a man up to him, saying, Teacher, what excellent and perfectly and essentially good deed must I do to possess eternal life?
И вот некто подойдет и скажет ему: «Учитель благий, что сделать мне доброго, я не понял. По всему известно то, что ты добрейшее существо. Кормишь голодных, исполняешь,
he asked, what should
любишь,
I do?
Взаймы,
but I don't understand.
Закон,
you say that you have fulfilled the law. You're rich,
но
you're famous. But what? But what's going on with him? He is not happy, completely feeling unsatisfied. And you know how he left? Even in worse condition than when he came. Because he was challenged. Do you want it? Jesus asked, do you want it? Do you want to become perfect? But I tell you, then get rid of all of your wealth to the poor, and then just follow me. And he looked, but he didn't understand that satisfaction was inside, not the outside.
But
the satisfaction was on the inside, and happiness was on the inside. His followers, his disciples, left everything and followed him because they said, "This is me. This is for what I was born to do." So what do I do to possess eternal life? And he said to him, why do you ask me about the perfectly and essentially good or to be? There's only one who is good, and it's God. There's a difference between, there's two different categories, being perfect or going possessing eternal life. If you would enter into the life, you must continually keep the commandments. He said to him, what sort of commandments? And he said to him, you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor. And the young man said, I have observed all these from my youth. What still do I lack? But he's asked, what else do I lack? What else do I lack? Wife, yes. I have the children. I have a wife. But what else do I lack? I'm dying on the inside. It's not mine. Where is mine? It brought him, this question brought him to the source. But the source, when the source told him what to do, he couldn't deal with it. Very powerful example. The young man said, I have observed all these from my youth. What still do I like? Jesus answered him, if he would be perfect. What? Perfection? Is he not already perfect? All this holiness, it's not perfection. Perfection is being completely sold out to God and to the will of God.
Hello! Она не может сказать, хорошо, побуду печенью, а завтра я побуду немножко сердечком.
You can't say, well, I'm a liver today, and tomorrow I'm going to be a stomach. You can't say that.
Если ты мочевой пузырь,
if you're a bladder,
почка или сердце, это на полную ставку и на всю жизнь.
Or a heart or a liver, that's who you are for the rest of your life.
Возьмите, пожалуйста, эту тему.
Take this for yourself.
He
said, if you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have and give to the poor. And you'll have to give riches, and you will have riches in heaven. He says, I guarantee wealth will be in heaven. How is that? Just like that. In heaven you will be wealthy. What about here? Well, here? Well, there was a long pause there. Give to the poor and you'll have riches in heaven. Come and be my disciple. Jesus knew what was on the inside of him. He told him who he was. He said, you'll never be satisfied until you give away everything and you will stand next to me. Just like that, you will have full satisfaction. This is a principle that principle stays the same today. Someone found a treasure in the field, and it says that he sold everything just to obtain that field because of the treasure that he's found.
Приходи, следуй за мною.
Come and follow me. But when the young man heard this, listen to his reaction. He went away sad, for he had a great possessions. If you have unsatisfaction, questions constantly, if you're doing the right thing,
and
this sermon is for you today. Give him glory. Let us arise. Let the very words you heard today may not destroy you in any way, but may, even if you're unsatisfied, may it lead you to the right path. May not offend you. And this young man that came up to Jesus had a radical answer, but he wouldn't want to do that. Abraham left everything, and he wandered all his life in that land where God took him. And he didn't inherit the land, but his seed has inherited that land that which God promised him. And sometimes to live in the tent, but in the will of God, is a lot more better than to live in a comfort zone and not move anywhere. So some of you are going to have to move out of your comfort zone and go somewhere where they might not even pay you, but inside of you it's happiness, it's me, and it cries out to you from within. This is life. When people see you, they'll see life coming out of you, happiness flowing out of you. Even if you are driving an old car, you cannot fake happiness. Someone might be driving the best car, the best clothes he's got on, but he has lacks in happiness in his life. I call you to do this. Make this step. Even now, say, Father, this has been the last drop. I give my whole life to you, and I am part of the body. I will not settle for working halfway. I want to work 100%, and I want to follow you. I leave it all behind. I leave it all those that keep me from fulfilling my dream and my calling. I thank you for it all. Thank you for everything, and I worship you, and I praise you, and I ask that you would bless the family, everyone that listens to us. Let every one of them make that step today into their own unknown. In the name of Jesus. And everyone said, Amen. Give them glory. Have a seat for a little. Have a seat. Did we have anyone in our midst that was here in our church visiting?